Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Brian, feed me some calls. Just start pushing the button. Here we go, 877-337-6666. Again, no screening process. You will not talk to Brian McKean on the other side. You are going to just straight, all of a sudden, the phone, you're on hold right now, I'm assuming. You're going to stop hearing the show, and you're just going to hear me say, hi, how are you? And it might be you, so start talking and be ready. All right, here we go. The first punch in. Go ahead. Hello, are you there? Yes, I'm talking to you. Are you with me? Hello. Nope, that one didn't work. Try again. Hello, you. Are you there? Someone please talk. Can I help you with anything? All right, the segment's not going the way I hoped. Next one.
Sounds good.
Hello, sounds good. You just said sounds good. Hello, who are you?
My name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. What do you want to talk about? Be quick. Ah, Jeff, I told you to be quick. I don't even want to know your name. Just as soon as I say hi to you, I want you to just start saying things. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the tournament and if any possibility these games are fixed because on FanDuel, the...
I love it. No, the games aren't fixed. Thank you. We can hang up on that call. The one, hello?
Hey, Torquemada, what do you know?
Oh, what do you say? I just got back from the Auto da Fe. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I love history of the world. I'm just driving into work.
Yes.
Heard you're looking for callers.
And you fit the bill. Why am I doing this? It's so frustrating. I know I can't talk to them. I know I can't have that back and forth to start the call. I know it's got to be immediate, and I still yap with the people, and then they get cut off. I can't even do anything but laugh. History of the World, yes. The Inquisition is the scene. Is one of the segments he's talking about. History of the World's phenomenal. Mel Brooks, phenomenal. Love History of the World. The French Revolution. The Last Supper. All the different scenes. Hello, I hear someone. You there? Hey, I can hear your radio. You there?
I am.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
This Paul from Memphis. I want to talk about the Yankees.
Go ahead, real quick. Go. Are you there?
Chris,
go ahead, go, Chris, just talk.
Chris, this is Paul from Memphis, and I find it hilarious. There's something going on, like we're trying to connect with you. I think it's the Russians, but let's just put that off to the side. But I want to talk about our Yankees and our starting lineup, specifically about shortstop,
perfect. Anthony Volpe should be the shortstop. Yes.
You would think this is a bit.
It is a bit. I'm trying to turn it into a bit. Oh, my goodness.
Except
gracious.
This isn't a radio bit that we're performing.
No,
this is
happening. I know. Yes,
wait,
the Yankee shortstop.
Let's try the contest line.
Oh, someone's calling on the contest line? Hi, you've won 10 seconds with the Monocle. Hello? Yeah. All right, All right, let's hold off for a second. Let me do the Yankee shortstop.
Peraza next.
It's going to be one of the two. I hope it's Volpe. Hello, are you there?
Hey, McMongol.
Yes, it's McMongol, but who cares right now?
Phone.
What's going on?
Next.
You call up, you get my name right. It's McMongol.
Yeah, McMongol, whatever.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
I hope you guys are finding it as fun as I am. This is great. This is real fun. Hello, you there? Hello? Try the next one. Hi, you there? I heard a chuckle. Hello.
You're doing an
Hi. Hello? I got you. What do you want to say? All right, it was funny.
I was going to say that. Give me the garbage truck. Hello, it's Chris McMonagle, and I love
We're not doing anything, just to confirm, like this.
It's not that funny to do this on purpose. I don't think anyone thinks I'm doing this on purpose. It's not that funny. I'm cracking myself up, but it's not that funny. Hello? All right, just start yapping. I'm going to continue to talk, and just at any moment you pop on or you think you're on, just start talking. Oh, my God. All right, so the Yankees shortstop position. It better be Volpe, that's what I'll say. And if it's not Volpe, I'm going to be angry at Brian Cashman. I'm going to be angry at the Yankees. Hello? I thought I heard someone. Hello?
What's going on? Baba Booey, phones.
I got you. Go. Baba Booey, I heard you say that, so go.
I'm telling you for the third time, the game...
The game's fixed, I tell you. This phone call's fixed. They don't want to know the truth. They're keeping me away from telling everybody the truth. The basketball game's fixed. Everybody knows that. FanDuel had a parlay given me, and it seemed obvious. And then, what do you know? Princeton lost by 11. I had Princeton minus 10 and an extra plus 10 for an extra $500, and then it loses by 11. You tell me how you figure that out. Did you see the end of that game? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. You there?
Hello?
Hello? Anybody there? College, the only guy who's gotten through is college basketball is fixed. Oh, my. Hello?
Nick's chances in the playoffs.
Nick's chance. See? Now you know how to play the game.
Greatest caller of all time.
Thank you so much. Nick's chances of the playoffs. Very good. But I'm concerned about them now. Their perimeter defense has been terrible. They've started to really fade here. I don't like it. Randall has just lost his mind a little bit. He needs to get himself under control. I don't know why. He's having this great year. The team's been winning. You know, Brunson's been a little bit banged up. You know, Mitchell Robinson seems a little unhappy. There are things trending in the wrong direction. It doesn't look like the way it did 2 weeks ago when we felt like they were really ready to make this run and they had the long winning streak. It started to come back to them a little bit. But I don't trust the Heat. I don't trust the Nets. I think they're going to get in, but now I feel a whole lot, I don't feel as good about beating the Cavs. I'll tell you that right now, because you need an absolutely healthy Brunson. Hello, anyone there?
Hello?
Hello, yes, what do you got?
Yeah, you're the best. I just want you to know that. Elliot, Rogers, and Odell, we're going to kick New England's butt next year. I can't wait till we sweep them. I just wanted to say that.
There you go. It would be a nice thing to sweep New England. It's been a long time.
It's been quite a long time. I'm a season ticket holder. I don't know if I'm still on the air.
You are.
Had Wow, I'm lucky today.
You're very lucky.
I was thinking about giving up my seats. Bad taste in my mouth last year. I lost all last six. Don't have 100% faith in Salah. But you know what? Maybe this is the year. Maybe this is our long, long-suffering year. We're going to get our guys, and we're going to go through the air.
That was a good run. He got a lot in. That was a good run.
He got a lot in.
That was a very good run. I was just about to ask him his name.
Was Edwin Encarnacion.
Yes.
Good run.
That was a solid run. And then that was the Astro series, right?
Yes, he got cut off at the end. He finally saw Verlander.
Oh, my God. That was a good one. Yes, listen, it would be something to finally sweep the sweep New England for a season series. I mean, and I think they're damn good with Rodgers. I really do. I think this team is young and talented, and I don't think there's any reason why they can't really compete with the Bengals, compete with the Chiefs, compete with the Bills, you know, compete with the Chargers and these young quarterbacks in Jacksonville. I mean, I understand it's going to be a gauntlet in the AFC, and right now you have a Chief team that hosts championship games. That's just what they do. But Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, and this young, talented roster that is only going to get bolstered here. They're only going to improve through the draft, which Joe Douglas has shown he can pull off one hell of a draft. They have the 13th overall pick. They possibly could get Odell Beckham. They're going to have, you know, Garrett Wilson. They have Lazard. They have Hall hopefully coming back and will be, you know, hopefully back to himself sometime midseason. They have a lot of weapons. They have a great defense. I you know, they got Sauce Gardner. They got, you know, Quinnen Williams. They signed his brother, Quincy. Like, they got a lot of talent. They do. They have a lot of talent. And I think with Aaron Rodgers, they have a legitimate chance to really win. I do. And I think it's exciting to be the time to be a Jet fan. No doubt about it. You should, even if you weren't an Aaron Rodgers guy. Even if you wanted the Derek Carr stable, you know, let's not take any chances. This guy's too mercurial. I don't know if I really want to mess with that. Let's just get Carr and be steady. That's out the window now. You're getting Aaron Rodgers. You're getting a player that honestly to me sounds motivated and pissed off and ready to prove that he's still the same guy. I think this whole, the way it played out with him in Green Bay, could not have worked out better. I don't think there's any doubt you're getting a motivated Rodgers. I really don't. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to watching the Jets this year, and they're going to be in a bunch of primetime games. They're going to be talk of the league. Whatever happens, you're going to be interesting. And I know that's not good enough for Jets. You want to win. But whatever happens, you're going to be interesting. Anybody there? Try one more time, and then we'll take a quick break. Hello. Hi, you. You there? No? All right, one more and then we'll go to break. Hello. You're my favorite caller. Would you like to talk about something? Oh, I can hear you a little bit. Hello? Oh, he's trying. He's trying. All right, last one, then we go to break. Hello? Talk.
Can it go?
What'd he say? Can of gold? Gabagool? Hello? All right, 877-337-6666. We'll continue to play our game of let's see who gets through. The two, so far in that first segment, we had two winners. One for effort, mainly. The guy who got cut off quickly but did get his point across that college basketball is fixed. And then the guy who really got a good run of the Jets. So we had two winners in that segment and a whole bunch of losers. I hope you feel like you're winning at home, because I feel like I'm winning here. I know Brian's enjoying it. 877-337-6666. McMonagle here with you on The Fan.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.